taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. And boy, I don't know if it's the fact that I was on the road for almost 2 weeks or the fact that I've been playing catch up with the news. It just seems like things are gone crazy. And it also seems like governments at all levels in this country are just plain run amok. It's like we've completely lost the idea of a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We've lost this idea of the purpose of government. We've lost this idea of what gives a government just power, and it's crazy out there. Now, most of you probably remember this beginning of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But how many of you remember what comes next? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. You see, governments are created to protect our rights. That's their first and primary purpose. And they get their just powers from our consent. Well, how do we consent to government powers? Well, it's simple. When we create governments via the Constitution, we consent to their powers. The federal government was created with the Constitution of the United States, and each of our states' governments were created with the state constitutions, and we defined the government. We laid out its boundaries and its limits, and that was supposed to be all there was, right? That's the limit of their power. Yet today, it's crazy. There is no, effectively, governments act like there is no limit on their power. There is no constraint. There is no consent. They do whatever they think best, and, well, we just shut up and do what we're told. Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist Papers number 78, there is no position which depends on clear principles, and that every act of a delegated authority, contrary to the tenor of the commission under which it is exercised, is void. Now, every government position, every government official is a delegated authority. They were delegated powers by our consent, and any power beyond that is not just. And we commission them via the Constitution. We commission those offices either directly, or we create an executive branch, and it creates offices, or the legislature creates offices through the commission of the Constitution. Yet today, I'm really, I don't know if I'm at a loss or just shocked at how crazy governments have come. That governments at this point truly they're just running amok. They've been trying to take over for decades. This is nothing new. They've been after our rights for decades. They've probably been after our rights since shortly after the Republic was formed. But it seems like lately it has gone into hyperdrive. And it's truly gotten to the point where I believe politicians and even most Americans they have no clue how our governments are designed to run. They don't understand. They've never read the Constitution. If they have, they don't have a clue what it says. They simply assume that these tyrannical dictators are exercising legitimate authority regardless of what the Constitution actually says. For example, I've talked before about the infamous fake Fauci, the man who's been on every side of this issue, telling people to put aside their issues and concerns about liberty. Well, excuse me, Mr. Fauci, but you work for the federal government, and the primary purpose of the federal government is to protect our rights from foreign influence and from interstate influence. They cannot put aside concerns about liberties. That's their job. The very idea that you think that concerns about liberties and rights are no big deal shows that you are both a petty tyrant and an ignorant buffoon when it comes to the Constitution. Why don't you just tell us to not be concerned with breathing? You're telling us we should be slaves to whoever happens to be in government. We should do what you say, regardless about what we feel about our liberties. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Fauci, that is not the government we authorize. That is not a power we have delegated to you. It is not a just power. You aren't allowed to do that. But he's doing it. Why? Because I think most Americans act like the Constitution is some Marvel superhero. It's going to pop out of its case and start dope slapping these people. It isn't. The Constitution is our legal authority to say no. No, Mr. Fauci, we did not delegate to you the authority to not worry about our liberties, to put your decisions about masks and vaccines above our rights. We didn't do that, Mr. Fauci. And it's about time the American people woke up, that we realized that this is not simply an inconvenience. This is the destruction of rights and liberty. If they can use a virus that has a 98%+ chance of survival to simply cow us to giving up our rights, they're gone. They can cow us into giving up our rights for anything. Or, of course, then we have Mayor de Blasio in New York City. And he said, making vaccination something that allows you to enjoy all that's good in life. Excuse me, Mr. de Blasio. You don't have that authority. You can't determine when I can enjoy all that's good in life. My right to not be deprived of life, liberty, and property is protected by both the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. You, sir, are breaking the law. You are committing a federal crime, and it's about time the people that you have enslaved in New York City wake up and stop acting like slaves. Stop acting like servants. Recognize that power is in their hands. As Thomas Jefferson said, the constitutions of most of our states assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves in all cases to which they think themselves competent, or they may act by representatives freely and equally chosen. It is their right. It is their power that they have delegated to you. And when you act contrary to that commission, that act is void. And in fact, the acts that you are taking are criminal. Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 242, makes it a federal crime to deprive someone under color of law a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. Don't believe me? Title 18, United States, you can find it on house.gov, but it says, whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the state, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. See, it's about time the American people realize we aren't their slaves. We aren't their subjects. We are their masters. Abraham Lincoln said, the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overturn the Constitution, but to overturn the men who pervert the Constitution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of politicians today perverting the Constitution of the United States. They exist in government. They exist in the courts. And sadly, they exist in the very populace that should know better. The very idea that a government actor says, we will determine when you can enjoy the fruits of a good life, should be so anathema that not only would they not even consider saying it, anybody who heard it would immediately jump up and say, oh, no, 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 sir. We did not grant you that authority. I read another article where it says, New Yorkers lacking COVID vaccinations will still be allowed to pick up food at restaurants for takeout and use outdoor seating. I'm sorry, New York City. I don't need a government's permission to live my life. You don't get to allow me to pick up food? How dare you? Literally, America has gone back crazy. We have so perverted the idea of a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We've so inverted the idea that government exists to serve the people, that they get their delegated powers, their just powers from our consent. We are now no longer, in many ways, a republic. We have become a tyrannical dictatorship. When we have governors and mayors and presidents and petty bureaucrats telling us when and how we may live our lives, we are truly enslaved. Now, the good news is there are some Americans who are awake to this, who know what's going on. But sadly, it's not enough of us. We listen to these petty bureaucrats that have no legal authority. Their acts are void. If they're contrary to the Constitution, if we did not delegate to their office that power, it is void. It's empty. It's meaningless. It's not civil disobedience to ignore them. It is simple, peaceful non-compliance with a law that is void. It is applying the supreme law of the land. As I said, the Constitution is our legal authority to say no. So when the director of the National Institutes of Health refers to a face mask as a life-saving medical device, I'm sorry, where do I file malpractice charges against him? Because any doctor that believes a virus will not pass through a cloth mask is both an idiot and a buffoon. They shouldn't be listened to about anything. A life-saving device? What about when Texas and Florida dropped their mask mandates and their infection rates went down? What about the evidence of problems, especially with children wearing masks? Now, sure, the quote-unquote experts may downplay some of that, but that's not science. Science is I look at the data, and I test my theories, and then I adjust my hypothesis based on the data. I don't keep repeating the same foolish, stupid talking points over and over and over again. And when I have experts, more and more experts disputing the efficiency, the effectiveness of cloth masks, yet I have these same idiots, these bureaucrats that happen to have medical degrees, saying that kids should be forced to wear them, that you should be forced to wear them, that I should be forced to wear them. No, enough. It is well past enough. It is time we stop listening to people simply because they have a government paycheck. Just because they have a government job doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. It is beyond the time of trust but verify. As Thomas Jefferson said about the media, he says, nothing can now be trusted that comes from that polluted cesspool of information. yet we have idiots like Mayor de Blasio and Dr. Fauci all sitting here saying, oh no, there's no scientific evidence that masks work, but trust us because we're experts. Well, no, you're idiots. You've been proven wrong over and over and over again. You are the boy who cried wolf. I wouldn't trust you if you told me the sky was blue. These governments have run amok. And now the NIH director said, well, you may need to get a booster shot. Oh, so wait a second. The vaccine that you told us was going to be the salvation to get us back to normal, that you said would keep you from getting COVID-19, that has, in that case, utterly failed. Utterly failed. Now, as I understand it, there is some evidence that does help mitigate some of the symptoms. But the idea, we were sold a bill of goods, and yet we still listen to these idiots? I don't. I refuse to be a slave to government bureaucrats. I am a free citizen of the United States. I have rights. The Constitution is my authority to protect those rights, and I will stand for rights and liberty, both mine and yours, because our governments don't do it anymore. Our governments have abdicated their responsibility to protect the rights, to secure the rights of the American people. They have become the most petty tyrants, the destroyers of the rights of the American people. And then what do I hear? The Department of Homeland Security wants to use private companies to spy on Americans. See, they realize that, you know, most people realize that DHS spying on Americans is wrong. But we've gotten so stupid and the courts have so twisted the language of the Fourth Amendment that they say, well, if private companies do it and then the government gets their data, that's not an unreasonable search. Well, I hate to tell you this, nine high priests in black robes, you are wrong. You are idiots. You are fools. You are so full of yourself and the opinions of your peers that you couldn't understand the Constitution if it was read to you like a child. The Fourth Amendment does not say you have a right to privacy. It says you have a right to be secure in your persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure. So why, if a search is unreasonable if done by government, can the government use a private contractor to do what the Constitution forbids it to do? It can't. But because the Constitution isn't even taught in law school anymore. I've asked lawyers if they studied the Constitution or constitutional law in law school. I've had one man tell me he studied the Constitution in law school. These idiots, these buffoons that look at the opinions of others and twist them to get to the ends they want. And then we bow down and genuflect to them like they're some high priests and lords. No. They are flawed men and women. They make mistakes. They are not all powerful. In fact, the courts have no power at all. Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist 78 that courts have neither force nor will, only judgment, and they are dependent on the executive branch for the effectiveness of their opinions. Federal courts do not rule, they opine. And their opinions can be just as stupid now as they were in the Dred Scott decision, in the Korematsu decision, where they said that you can be interned for national security. Governments have run amok, and they will continue to run amok until we, the people, stand up and say, no more. No more. It is not a crime, it is not treason, and it is not insurrection to stand up for your rights. It is not insurrection to demand that our employees in government follow the rules we established for them. It is not insurrection to point out they're lying, they're cheating, they're criminal acts, and hold them accountable. Because if we don't, who will? Do you really expect people this devoid of character to hold themselves accountable? This disconnected from their oath of office that they swore or affirmed to support the Constitution of the United States. Do you really expect them to do the right thing? They've lost it. They're, at this point, as I, you know, again, it's time to remove those who have perverted the Constitution. We're not overturning the Constitution. We're going to overturn those who pervert the Constitution. It's about time we basically flush them all down the tube. But here's the problem. The people who we hired through elections will be the same type of people will be hired to those offices. Because the problem isn't in Washington. It isn't in your Capitol. It isn't in your city hall. The problem is in your own heart and in your own mind. And the fact that you don't know what the Constitution says. You don't know what the supreme law of the land is. You don't know what rights and power you actually have. No, no, no. You have been educated into imbecility, unable to understand the most basic tenets of a constitutional republic, which is why these people have gotten away with it for so many decades. And it's why when these tyrants started pushing and ignoring the law and ignoring the Constitution and just doing whatever they damn well pleased, not only did the American people allow it, some of them not only encouraged it, some of them enforced it. Have you had someone get in your face about not wearing a mask? Have you got someone, you know, call you a grandma killer for recognizing that, you know what, it may be dangerous to take an experimental vaccine? That masks don't stop the spread of respiratory viruses? The American people have been brainwashed. They have been turned into sheep. On my recent drive, I listened to an audio book, Brave New World, where everything is subjected to the party. Everything becomes subservient to the will and needs of the party. And that's where so many Americans have become. They are subservient to the will of government because they don't know any better. But that, ladies and gentlemen, that can change. It'll take time. It will take effort. But it can change. How? John Jay said, every member of the state ought diligently to read and study the Constitution of his country and teach the rising generation to be free. By knowing their rights, they'll sooner perceive when they're violated and be the better prepared to defend and assert them. Forget what the indoctrination centers we call public schools, the government-sanctioned slave centers, the internment camps. We need to read and study the Constitution for ourselves because a government actor is not going to tell you that the Constitution says government doesn't give them the authority to do that. They're not. We need to do it ourselves, and we need to teach the rising generation. Back in 1961, Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We did not pass it in the bloodstream. It must be fought for and defended and passed on to the next generation to do the same. Or one day, we will tell our children and our children's children what was once like in America where men were free. We're here. When I have to explain to a college student why our rights to freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of religion that are being destroyed, well, that's a bad thing. Just because of COVID doesn't mean you should have your rights destroyed. when I have to explain to men and women across this country that they are not subjects of government. I'm living in a life where I'm telling the next generation what it was once like in America when we were free. When we said, I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. When we recognize the rights of others to worship the way they want, to print what they want, to say what they want, to be secure from unreasonable searches. Now, today, the American people want government in their business. They want them searching. They want them in control. They don't want to take responsibility. And that, to me, is sad. But that's not going to change until the American people wake up. Until we start reading and studying the Constitution, we recognize that our rights are being violated. We recognize how to defend them, how to assert them, how to do it properly. We recognize that every elected office is an employee of the people they represent, and we start treating them that way. Until we regain control of our governments at all levels, America will continue this spiral into despotism, tyranny, subjugation, and eventually enslavement. And the only way we can stop it is when we, the people, realize that we can stand up and just say no. If you're waiting for a president to fix the problem, if you're waiting for a political party to fix the problem, it's never going to happen. They cause a lot of these problems. Until we realize that we can say no, we will continue to be subjects and slaves of an ever more tyrannical government. Now, before I head out to break, I want to remind you to check out healthycell.com/outloud. You know, now more than ever, being healthy is important. We don't get the vitamins and minerals we need. And let's face it, most vitamins haven't been upgraded since the 1930s. So Healthy Cell came up with a new way of doing vitamins. Pill-free, easy to use, travel-ready gel packs. Try their Immune Super Boost. Try the REM Sleep. Try the Focus and Recall. I've been using the Immune Super Boost to help keep me healthy while I've been on this tour because I've encountered a lot of people and I don't want to get sick. But try any of them. And again, if you go to healthycell.com/outloud, you will get 20% off your first order for being an America Out Loud listener. Again, that's healthycell.com/outloud for 20% off your very first order.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's healthycell.com. HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means. Life, liberty, on the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, Everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. We read and study the Constitution, and we teach the rising generation to be free. Actually, today we're trying to teach the current and the rising generation to be free. And it starts by understanding the actual role of government to protect our rights, that they only get the just powers that we consent to, and that it is up to us to keep them in check because they won't keep themselves in check. Now, I wonder how many of you have been following the story of the U.S. Capitol Police being sent to a couple of cities to help. I'm not sure what. I honestly am not sure what the U.S. Capitol Police are supposed to do. They have no jurisdiction outside of Capitol Hill. So why are they being sent to Tampa and I believe San Francisco? Could it be that the propaganda that January 6th was an insurrection, or as I heard one person describe it in the media, as the most violent uprising since the War of 1812? A bald-faced lie. Anybody who can search the internet can find much more violent things that happened. I mean, there was a shooting in, I think it was a Senate hall in the 1950s. There was a bombing in the Capitol building in the 1970s. If you just take a look at what was going on in Washington, D.C. a year ago, there was much more violent things going. The president was removed to his bunker. Now, granted, that wasn't on Capitol Hill, but now we have the Capitol Police creating a critical incident response plan. Now we want, they're being sent to work with state, local, and federal manpower to come up with a plan. To do what? I mean, really, to do what? Recognize your local police, your local sheriff, they're under your control. Any state law enforcement is under your state's control. What control do you have over the Capitol Police? I want to know. Because what you have here is a secret police being set up. Now, that may turn out to be wrong. It may not happen, but this looks surprisingly like a secret police. The idea that we're going to take Capitol Police that have zero jurisdiction outside of Capitol Hill, they are just ordinary people, and we're going to send them to cities because some political weenie thinks that that's where the challenge to their abuse of power might come from. Why do you think they're sending them to Tampa and San Francisco? Because that's where, according to some reports, people showed up for the January 6th demonstration. Now, yeah, there was a small portion of the demonstration that got out of hand, but how dare people question an election where a Democrat won? How dare people point out the illegal, unconstitutional elections of some of these states when they appointed their electors illegally? How dare they? What's going to happen next? Are we going to have the U.S. Capitol Police now telling people how they can tell states how they can vote? If anybody who questions the official government dogma, is now the U.S. Capitol Police going to show up on their door? Is suddenly anybody who disagrees with the current party now an enemy of the state? There's a report I read of a 71-year-old grandmother who has been harassed and even had the FBI show up simply because she went to the January 6th rally. She says it wasn't, quoting her, says it wasn't festive, but it was friendly. And she hung around for a while, and then she went back to her hotel. And she eventually went back home. And now, local Black Lives Matter activists are trying to get her fired. They demanded her resignation for daring to participate in a peaceful protest. She did not enter the Capitol. She did not damage anything. But you now have a Black Lives Matter, a Marxist group, the leader's an avowed Marxist, demanding her resignation. Next, the school board meeting. We had left-wing activists describe her as an insurrectionist for daring to show up at a rally that pointed out that five states illegally appointed electors for the presidency. Five states violated the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Nobody's worried about the Black Lives Matter riots. No, no, no. This woman must be denounced because she went to a peaceful rally pointing out the flaws in these five states and asking their petitioning their representatives to do the right thing and ignore those electors because they were not legally appointed. Then the FBI shows up. Now tell me this isn't political intimidation. When you've got Black Lives Matter demanding that you resign. When you have a local school board and you have activists describing you as an insurrectionist, and then you have the, you know, that it's one thing. Those are private organizations. They can have their opinions. When you have the FBI that was sent to her door because of calls from these activists, that is blatant intimidation. Now, sure, she says that they were courteous, professional, and open, and that they never had any intention of or thought that she was a target. But now we have activist groups using the FBI to intimidate someone who disagrees with them. Doesn't anybody else see a problem with this? Doesn't anybody see the idea of a secret police, of the right to dissent, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to free speech and free press being repressed? What did they come to interview her for? If she wasn't a target, why did they come to interview her? Now, it could simply be an investigation into others. But if that's the case, why did it only happen when agitators, when activists in her hometown contacted the FBI? At least that's the way I read the article. And let's face it, the FBI has no, well, I guess it would have legal authority because Washington, D.C. is a federal city. But the only reason... But what's happening to us as a country? What's happening to us when you have groups that will target those who disagree with them and attack them viciously? What happened to freedom of speech and freedom of the press when simply showing up at a peaceful rally can have such vitriol targeted towards you? Where are her neighbors standing up for her? Where are her neighbors saying, wait a second, why are you attacking this woman when you've got no evidence she's done anything wrong? When all she's done is exercise her right, you just don't like what she did. Well, then it's about time that you let her exercise the exact same rights you're trying to exercise. The freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom to peaceably assemble. Let's stop looking for the government to come protect us. Where were her neighbors? Where were those willing to stand up and say, wait a second, BLM and these other, as one newspaper, one article described it, these school board activists? Where are the people standing up for her when she's under attack by these people? The very idea, the very construction of our government has been lost. I saw this other article. House Democrats demand Biden lift sanctions against Venezuela. I hate to tell you, House Democrats, but it's not President Biden's job to do that. It's actually yours. You pass legislation. But you see, we've gotten so far away from the Constitution that they believe that the president is the chief foreign policy arm. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the president foreign policy powers. If they want to lift sanctions against Venezuela, then write legislation, get it passed by both houses, then you can lift the sanctions. Now, whether you think that's a good idea or a bad idea, what happens when we ignore the Constitution, when we ignore the rule of law, we simply bypass the very idea of the representatives of the people actually passing legislation to get what we want. That isn't a republic, ladies and gentlemen. That's not, I don't even think that's tyranny. That's a form of anarchy. It's somewhere between anarchy and an oligarchy. Because the rule of law doesn't matter anymore. If these House Democrats want these sanctions lifted, submit a bill and go through the process. But you see, we've so destroyed our understanding of how our government works, we don't realize that that's the process. That the House Democrats don't have to demand that the president lift the sanctions. It's not his job to lift the sanctions. It's his job to execute the laws that are passed by the House and the Senate. If we want the sanctions lifted, pass a law. Anything else is a dereliction of duty and a violation of your oath of office because you're trying to get the president to do what you can't do yourself. It's taking, you know, if you can't do it the legal way, you'll do it by hook or by crook. And there's certainly a lot of crook going on. Here's another one. This actually came out of a Michigan school. There's a group of parents that have been asking for documentation. They've been making FOIA requests to figure out what their children are being taught. Now, these are public schools. These are government-run schools. Yet the school district asked for $400,000. That's right. Forest Hill Public Schools wanted these parents to fork over $400,000 to fulfill this FOIA request. I'm sorry. This is public information. This should not involve anything more than, here, go to this website, go to this library, here you go, here's the information, you're done. Anything else is the government hiding from the parents what they're teaching the children. Now, what's interesting is that the district later, well, they lowered the cost to $2,200. Yeah. The Forest Hill Public Schools in Michigan tried to extort $397,800 out of the parents to get information that the parents should have ready access to. I don't even think they should have a FOIA request. This should just be public information. Why is it not? Because the last thing these public schools want parents to know is what they're teaching their children. And if there's one bright spot in this COVID nightmare, it's been that parents have got a better look at the nonsense their children are being taught, and some of them are starting to wake up and trying to do something about it. But the very idea that parents have to pay money to a public school to find out what their children are being taught, that itself should be criminal. I'm like, no, public school, public information, all I have to do is ask. If it takes any more than asking, then you're trying to hide information, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is part of the problem. The government thinks you don't need to know. Parents don't have a right to know what their children are being taught because they don't believe the children belong to the parents. They believe the children belong to the school, a doctrine called in loco parentis, that once the kids show up in school, the school is the parent, the government is the parent, and those biological weenies that actually gave birth to them, well, they should just sit down, shut up, and do what they're told. And just more proof that this is not a medical situation. This whole COVID scare is not a medical situation. It is a political ploy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended what's called the House remote voting rules until October 1st. Now, the idea was proxy voting rules were implemented so that if someone couldn't get to the Capitol because of the scaredemic, if they're physically unable to attend, they could let someone else cast their vote for them. First of all, I don't know that that's even constitutional. The Constitution does allow the House to set its own rules of operation, but it's the House as a whole, not the Speaker. But why did she do this? Because the House physician stated that the public health emergency remains in effect. There is no public health emergency. I looked at the CDC numbers. Go to cdc.gov, search around, you find the COVID data tracker. In the last week, there have been 1.6 deaths per 100,000. That is 0.0016%. Of those who've contracted that have died. This is not a public health emergency. In fact, if you divide the total deaths, which is approximately 625,000, to the total cases, which is about 37.5 million, 0.166% of the cases have ended in death. This is not a public health emergency. This is meant to scare the pants off of you so the tyrants can take control. Now, take into consideration, we already know that the original PCR test apparently had a problem distinguishing between COVID and influenza. So we don't even know if the total case number is right, but we also know that many of the deaths, in fact, at one point, the CDC admitted that 94% of the death number they listed are people who died with COVID, not necessarily of COVID. These numbers are fiction. They're playing games to scare the American people to take over the country. That's right. This is a coup. This is insurrection. Nancy Pelosi is rewriting the Constitution to do whatever the heck she wants. The CDC, the federal government, and many of our state and cities are simply rewriting the Constitution to take control of your lives. And they're using these cooked books to come up with those numbers. And I know I'm going to get banned from somewhere because I actually quoted the data from the CDC. You cannot trust what these quote-unquote experts are saying. Remember, they are politicians and bureaucrats that happen to have a medical degree. They are not medical professionals. I'm sorry. Holding up a mask as if it was a life-saving, a cloth mask is a life-saving. That is stupid. But that's what we've come to. That's what we've come to. You want more proof that these idiots have no clue what the Constitution says and has no understanding of how this government was designed to work? A federal judge for the District of Columbia, district court judge, opined, it was listed as ruled, but they opined that the CDC eviction moratorium, the new one, can go forward even though they're not sure that it's legal. He said the court's hands are tied. The Supreme Court did not issue a controlling opinion in this case, and circuit precedent provides that the votes of a dissenting judge may not be combined with that of concurring justices to create binding law. Well, Mr. Frederick, you didn't take an oath to the Supreme Court of the United States. You took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, which said people shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That's the Fifth Amendment, Mr. Frederick. You should have studied that. You should know that. You should have memorized that. So when the CDC says you no longer own your property, you no longer have control of your property, we're going to tell you when you can kick people out, Mr. Frederick. You're not a judge. You're a stooge. You're a political hack. The Supreme Court doesn't need to issue controlling opinion because the Supreme Court doesn't issue controlling opinions. The Constitution is the controlling body. Period. End of story. The Constitution is supreme. Federal law made pursuant to the Constitution is supreme. But I'm sorry, you cannot have a federal law that ignores the Constitution, that is repugnant to the Constitution, and simply hold it up because some lackey didn't tell you any better. The courts are just as corrupt as the politicians. Their hands are tied. The only one tying your hands is your own ignorance, Mr. Frederick. You've committed a violation. I mean, this is judicial malpractice. This is bad behavior, Mr. Frederick. Why isn't this man impeached? When did he take an oath to support the Supreme Court? If he did, that was a violation of the Constitution. His oath is to the Constitution of the United States. Now, the fact that the Supreme Court can't get their thumb out of their ears long enough to look at it and say, well, you know, the CDC can't do this, but Congress can do it. Congress cannot do this because it's depriving people of their property without due process of law. Our governments have run amok. The idiots are running the asylum. Insanity is on the loose, and the American people keep sitting back and saying, well, I guess that's how it is. It is because we let it be. It is time to take the advice of Captain John Parker. At the Battle of Lexington, when the Massachusetts militia was ordered to disarm and disperse, he told the militia to stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon, but if they mean to have war, let it begin here. It's time the American people learn what the Constitution says and that we stand our ground. Government's only just powers come from our consent. When they go beyond our consent, they are not just. As both Alexander Hamilton and the Supreme Court, by the way, in Marbury versus Madison, which said a law repugnant to the Constitution is void. We need to recognize that these laws are void and we need to start saying no. As Benjamin Franklin said, we must all hang together or assuredly we will all hang separately. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we better stand up. We better hang together. We better start running to the fight. No, we're not going to initiate violence, but we better start running when our friends and our neighbors are having their rights trashed. Because soon they'll come after you. No branch of the federal government can be trusted to follow the Constitution. Because the people we have hired have not only abdicated their oath of office, abdicated their duties, they have trashed their oath of office. There may be one or two that will stand up for certain things, but for the most part, a pox on all their houses. The government of the United States has shown itself to be illegitimate. Because it's exercising unjust powers not from our consent. Because they've abdicated their responsibility to protect our rights. And it's time for the American people to learn the Constitution, to stand up and defend ourselves because those in government will not defend us. Stop looking for someone else to protect your rights. Do it yourself. You want to know how? I'll give you a couple websites. Head to constitutionstudy.com. Find out more. Find out the truth about what the Constitution says. About these boneheads at the Supreme Court that couldn't, you know, that need reading comprehension classes. About what the government that is doing that is a direct violation of their oath and of the Constitution. You want to be a student of the Constitution. head to constitutionscholars.com. Scholars are just a student. You can start learning about the Constitution. You can find others that you can learn with. You can share information. You can find them in your state. You can find them for the Constitution of the United States. If you want, you can even check out the mentorship program. Check out becoming an apprentice. Learn how to be a student of the Constitution so that you can educate yourself and your children, because the government has abdicated its responsibility. It has abdicated its authority. It's abdicated its position. It's time for the American people to stand up and defend themselves against a tyrannical, despotic government. And only when the American people will start vetting their elected employees based on their fidelity to their oath to support the Constitution will the American government stand a chance of once again being that beacon on a hill, protecting the rights of the American people, exercising just powers, letting the American people alone to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. But they're not going to do it until we, the people, once again assume our rightful place as the masters of Congress, as the masters of the courts, as the masters of our governments, not its slaves and not its servants. Now, I want to let you know that America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio Network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser, anywhere in the world. We have the best-in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, and we stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now, you can also hear the podcast in those same apps. So check out AmericaOutloud.com, and then join me next time for the Constitution Study.
Hey, Bill, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends. Every day.